Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Season with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Why are you turning the music down so fast? I gotta read this. You know, I'm not gonna stoop to Chris's level on this. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys. Helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Got a daily gambit. Not sure how we did over the weekend.
I don't either. I lost my sheet, so I'm leaving it up to Scraby.
I got them all.
All right.
Scraby has breaking news, though.
Hold up.
Sorry.
Before you get to breaking news. Quinn and Chris overtime. I don't know if you guys heard about it. Might want to check us out.
It's a new thing that we've been doing, and it now has a name.
Yes. Courtesy of Mr. Ello with the fire Gwen and Chris overtime, you get some special cut segments of us on YouTube. What's the, give us the, was it Gwen and Chris?
It's youtube.com/@ Gwen and Chris SD.
So there you have it.
And today, we are GBU. Putting the good, the bad, and the ugly. So many things going on in sports today, we couldn't even squeeze it into this show.
Yeah, we came.
So the good, the bad, and the ugly, week 8 from the NFL, the highlights and everything from week 8 on Gwen and Chris overtime.
It was still on the cutting floor like minutes before we had to get on air.
Yeah, we were running a little late today. Mainly because the story that I thought was going to take 3 minutes ended up taking like 10 minutes.
Scraby has been with us for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
And he still doesn't know that what he deems as maybe just a silly, stupid story could end up turning into a long, drawn-out conversation with
there
us.
There is no question.
Yeah, we won't give it away, but I am in the right.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. And if you listen to Gwen and Chris overtime, you'll get the good, the bad, and the ugly, but you'll also get the Scraby story, which is probably, I dare say, better than the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I'm almost willing to bet most people will enjoy that more than they'll enjoy the GB.
As he said in that in the Gwen and Chris segment, the story itself belonged in the ugly category.
It definitely did.
There you go.
All right. You have some breaking news.
Yes, the breaking. It's not like not enough sounder. For me to hit the
is
sounder.
This, another,
this is breaking news.
This is another.
It's not Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer situation.
You guys will never let me live that down, but I just whispered down the line, hey, guys, did you hear Joe Mauer was retiring? And you guys never let me forget about it. Carson Wentz.
He go.
He's out for the year.
Yeah.
After his shoulder was bad, he needs shoulder surgery, and he is done for 2025.
Do the Vikings have any idea who's going to
JJ McCarthy.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
He was dressed last week, and I think he's ready to go.
Well, he's ready to go. How many games? He's played 2 games, I think, in 2 years.
It's true.
And yet Tua is the one that gets all the, he's soft.
I'm with you, Chris. I'm with you. Can we stop?
What are you with?
Why is JJ McCarthy getting a pass for constantly being injured?
He's only been in the league for like
5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Tua.
But he's been hurt for an hour and a half.
Tua played through some head contusions. Like
Tua can't even see straight. Did you know that the game yesterday he had some sort of
his eye was swollen.
Yeah, his
shut.
Eye swelled up. I
yeah.
mean, I
he
can't
woke
even
up
be,
and his eye was swollen.
I can't even
shut.
Let him play. Like he had some sort of disease or something. And
wow,
they,
like something bit him. I would think
was that what it was. I don't know. They put like goggles. If you look at pictures,
Tua
from the game,
might not be telling us something there, huh?
Teammate punched
he wearing,
you.
He was wearing a LT shield.
Oh,
out
visor.
There. Visor, yeah. So maybe it actually wasn't him.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was some other left-handed guy they found off the street.
No wonder he threw four
walking around Atlanta. He's putting the ball on the money all day.
All right, let's...
we figured it out.
See, poor Tua. We start by crushing JJ McCarthy.
You guys were supposed to be on his team, and now you're dogging
yeah.
him.
I know.
All right, let's get to Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We do have, did we have a story? Oh, we'll talk about the Ravens issue here in a little bit, maybe next segment, because they're in big trouble. This might be the worst time to have an injury report.
It's an honest mistake, Scrape. You heard John Harbaugh?
I don't necessarily think that they were trying to do anything shady.
I don't know.
Shady.
The Harbaugh, I think the Harbaughs are just starting. We have to start consider them shady.
Not John. John and Jim are way different.
All right.
Wait, Jim will push John over Johnny. On the way to like the
would.
Car.
I think he would.
I don't think would push Jim over on a race to the car. But we're going to talk about that because with everything that happened in the NBA and then the Ravens are listing Lamar Jackson wrong on the injury report. We'll get to that. They're likely to receive a huge fine for this.
Perhaps loss of picks, too.
That is serious stuff. All right, Dodgers at Toronto last Friday. Dodgers were 1.5 on the run line. You guys went Dodgers. I went Blue Jays. Blue Jays went 11-4. Who had more strikeouts, Blake Snell or Yesavage? All three of us went Blake Snell. Blake Snell also was -1 on the spread. He had 4.
This is exactly why I don't bet.
Because Yesavage had
like
5.
An automatic,
none of
yeah.
this makes sense.
Yeah, that seemed like such
out.
An automatic, yeah.
All three of us picked the Aztecs football team. They were 3-point favorites at Fresno State. They won 23-0. Texas A&M -2.5. Chris and I went with the Brian Kelly can't lose at home because he'll get fired.
Yeah. And he did. I should have been. It was worth getting that
we
one wrong.
We talked about it.
But it was worth getting that one wrong.
And just won so he'd be get 49-25. I turned off this game when it was a decent game. Like,
he gave up 35 points in the second half.
You know,
that's why he was
you
fired.
You know you're in trouble when all your alum who happen to be TV personalities get on the screen and like, well, I think we've seen the last. I don't know what's going on at my alma mater, but something has to change.
Do you know, I don't know how much of the second half you watched. I watched enough of it to see him scream at every single assistant coach on his staff, no matter what. If there was the touchdown, he'd find somebody and yell at them. I'm like, this is not a leader of people
seen
at
that,
all.
I feel like we've seen that from Brian Kelly quite
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, that's not who I want leading me.
When I lived in Cincinnati, Brian Kelly was the head coach of Cincinnati, and he was a menace.
Yeah.
He was yelling at everyone all the time, and
he
has
looks
not
like
changed.
A yeller. He looks like a yeller.
He looks like a really unhappy person.
It's the
as
hair.
Unhappy as anybody who just got $54 million has ever been.
Can we talk about how stupid college football is? How much wasted money?
I almost sent you the take, but I just decided not to. Do you realize that the same AD that hired Jimbo Fisher and gave him his 70
no.
plus
can we
buyout? Also, is this same GM that is firing Brian
Kelly? Can we get Adam Klug out of here and bring that guy in over here for a couple of weeks?
He's handing out loads of money.
He's handing out cash.
I mean,
I think it was wins. I don't know what the math is on
no,
that.
No, but Jimbo had an incredible amount of money.
He had over like $70 something
or cash to pay coaches not to coach.
That is insanity.
Wow.
That's insane.
And here we are talking about Brian Kelly. This man is handing out free money, and we don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah, that is crazy. Falcons, -7.5 over the Fins. You guys went Falcons. Wow. I went Dolphins.
You did.
And the Dolphins
went
34-10.
This bizarro world. Every one of these bets has landed opposite of what it should have landed.
Yeah. Yeah. Niners at Houston. Terrible
Except for the
performance.
Aztecs.
Well, that one I expected. Yeah, this was easy.
Oh, you expected this one? It was over under 42.5 total points. Chris went under. Tony and I went over, and it was 41 points total.
Oh,
I think the 49ers had like 6 minutes of offense or time of possession in the first half.
They never had the ball. Yeah,
they couldn't do anything.
No,
couldn't do anything.
No.
Last bet: T-Wolves -1.5 against the Lake Show Friday night.
Lake Show
night.
Had a good weekend. Tony.
Yes, they did.
Chris won T-Wolves.
You know who else won two this weekend?
The Bulls.
Da Bulls.
Lakers win 128 one time. I believe the Bulls had a big game.
I believe the Bulls are 2-0 for the first time since the Jordan administration.
Jordan administration.
I don't remember them being 2-0 in a long time. All right, here we go. Dodgers 1.5 again tonight in game 3. At home this time. Start with you, Scrape. Jays plus the number or the Doyers?
I'm going to go Jays to keep it close at least.
I will say one thing. The Dodgers hitting has not been great. I think they need to get going. I'm going to take the Dodgers, though. I still believe this is a five-game series.
The high home view of that play.
Which one?
Of the Freeman play you were talking about.
Okay, right, yeah.
And you can see Miles Straw come up with it, and he's getting ready to throw the third, and he can see Freeman stop. And he almost, in mid-throw, he kind of like...
Great job by him on that. Yeah.
Terrific play.
That was a big play. Who you got? Toronto, Tony? I know you don't.
Yes.
Want the Dodgers. 8 runs tonight. I'll go first. It's hard to guess under Dodger Stadium. Under. Plus, they'll get the... how many innings will be in the shadows? 5 o'clock start.
I don't know that too many are.
Yes.
I think it's a little...
The sun's going down earlier now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You might get lucky. Tony, under eight runs, over under.
Who we got? Glass now and...
Scherzer.
Under.
Under. Scrape?
Feel like it's going to be a little warm up there. Ball's going to be flying.
All right.
Go over.
All right. Our meteorologist over here. Vlad or Ohtani. We'll go total bases this time. Vlad, Ohtani, total bases. And Tony's up.
I'm scared to bet.
Ohtani won the other night because he got that late two-run homer.
Yeah, which my phone decided to blow me up about.
Going Vlad. Scrape?
I'm going to go Vlad, too.
Yeah. Last time Ohtani was there, 3 home runs. I'll take him. KC, 10.5 over Washington tonight.
No Jaden Daniels.
Chiefs and the former Redskins. Scraby. Daniels not playing, correct.
Sorry, but I have no faith in Marcus Mariota.
It's hard to have faith in him.
The Chiefs.
I think they're just finishing their afternoon meal with the officials.
Yeah,
they should be ready.
Exchanging the money?
Yeah, well, they don't even need the money. I think the officials just are happy to do it.
Do you think
for the good of the league
just walks by with like a $1,000 bill in his hand?
No, I don't think he has to pay them.
Okay.
This is Travis Kelce. He must get in the end zone so that they can show Taylor Swift. It's all part of the package. I'm going to take that. I feel like I'm going to take Washington, then Mariota is going to be just awful. Take Washington anyway. I don't know why. This is silly. Tony?
Chiefs, baby.
Chiefs.
I like greatness.
All right. Here we go with the Bulls are in action tonight at home. They are one of 4 unbeaten teams in the NBA. I'm saying that while I can. OKC, by the way, 3-0. San Antonio, 3-0. Bulls and Philadelphia are the other ones, 2-0. Bulls are 2.5-point underdog at home against the Hawks. And I believe I'm first. I'm going to stick with the Bulls right now. They're playing okay so far. Although they got lucky the other night. Orlando, I think, went 3 for 24 from 3. Not going to win that. Tony Gwynn Jr.
I think the league is better when the Bulls are good. So
yeah, it's time to start cheating again for the Bulls.
Right.
I mean,
when's
let's go.
Their lottery pick coming?
Yeah, come on, help us out. All right, Scrabe, you want to go Adam Klug's Hawks?
No, Bulls, not balls.
Wow, I don't know what that meant.
Exactly. That's a commercial that our show has. Remember when you were talking about Lonzo Ball and the Bulls and balls and
couldn't keep my ball straight.
That's true.
I think that's what I said.
That's true.
Okay, Reeves tonight for the Lakers against Portland. 28.5 points, Tony.
I mean, he's coming off of 50.
51
burger,
last night.
I'm have to say getting at least 30.
30 over. Scrabby?
I'm going to go with, what did you call him? The
Hillbilly Mamba is what it is.
Hillbilly
really,
Mamba?
I believe that's what they all call him, right?
I'll go under.
Where did they find him, Tony?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Great draft choice.
Oklahoma.
One more real quick. Because
not a draft choice, by the way.
Oh, he wasn't
non-drafty.
Even drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm keeping an eye real quick. Minnesota-Seattle. First game of the MLS Soccer Cup playoff. It's in Minnesota. The winner of this series will hopefully be paying SDFC should they win. So who wins game one? Scrabby. Minnesota at home or Seattle on the travel?
I'll take Minnesota.
Minnesota. I like the Sounders.
Yeah.
I don't know Minnesota's name, so I'll go Sounders.
Put me down for the Sounders.
I don't know
well.
If Minnesota has one. They might just be Minnesota FC.
They're probably
sure.
Minnesota yeah. FC. I'll They're the Minnesota United FC.
Very good. I'll take the Sounders. Seattle. Tony?
Sounders.
All right. Traffic time, and then more Gwynn and Chris. We got to get out of here at 4, so got to keep it moving, people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
this being a particularly good hour on Gwen and Chris, and it's brought to you by our friends at Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals, super low prices throughout the store, and everything for your business. Right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. This all ends November 1st, so hurry up. Plus, you can save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby, Monday Night Football, Commanders, Chiefs. No Jaden Daniels. Would have been a lot more interesting game, I think, had he been able to play. But I believe the NFL told the Washington they must sit him because the Chiefs need this game. I'll put that in for you, Scraby.
I did hear that story.
Just in case, you heard that story. Yeah, yeah, right. Just in case the officials are off their game tonight.
We'll see.
Don't help the Chiefs the normal
amount. Was it you that sent this to me? But there was an article out last week that someone did a ton of research on Chiefs penalties.
Nah, it wasn't me, but I've seen them before.
It goes all the way back, like, important moments of the game.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have...
Faulty research.
They have... How is that faulty research?
Faulty research.
The Chiefs have benefited from...
Did you check this research, or are you just reading off what he put out?
Reading off what this person put out on, myfootballblog.com.
I asked Andy Reid about that article, by the way. He said fake news. I don't know where he got that.
Wait, who said what now?
Andy Reid said fake news.
Andy Reid's going to say that.
Some journalist... Real journalist went and read the same thing and then decided, let me ask Andy about it.
Quote unquote journalist.
By the way, if any team was really fortunate on officiating yesterday, it would be the Eagles.
Oh, yes.
And I know the Philly fans are going to get all upset, but
sorry. That was a fumble.
That was a fumble on the tush push, I thought. And they took a giant touchdown away on an offensive pass interference where there was just the tiniest bit of hand fighting, and the guy caught a 75-yard pass, and they called that back. Two bad calls, in my estimation. I had no dog in that fight. I'm just saying.
I think this is the new. This is the reason
Brian
that
Dable
the tush
was losing
push,
his mind. By the way,
he was, and he deserved to lose his mind because this was a fumble.
That sounded crazy.
I know this is Mr.
He deserved to lose.
Well,
his mind.
He hates the Eagles. You know, if I'm saying it, maybe there's some.
I also don't like Brian Dable. Kevin or Kayvon Thibodeau. He stole the ball before Jalen Hurts hit the ground. They called it that his forward progress stopped.
I don't even know what they called.
But here it is. This is how they're going to get rid of the tush push. We can't officiate it, so we can't have it in the game anymore.
This might be a diabolical scheme by the NFL to get it up out of here.
He was messing
up the push-tush calls. Yeah. Don't get him right.
He was moving forward. He was trying to reach the ball forward to make sure he got the first down, and the guy wrapped it out of his hand, and they said, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
They said, oh, no, 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 no. And Dable was like, what? They told Dable he couldn't challenge it. It was just a weird situation.
You can't challenge it for whatever reason. Like, there's a certain reason, so he tried to challenge
it anyway. You said that his... They had ruled his forward
momentum was
so
stopped,
the play's dead at that point.
Yeah,
that's why
it was.
It
wasn't as cut and dry as that, Tony, but
it was
something
kind of
like
crazy,
that.
Yeah.
It was a little crazy. Speaking of this gambling thing in the NBA, obviously, everybody's jumping in with reporting names now. And if you're out there, your name might get reported. So
the way things are going with this story.
Kevin Garnett, his name popped up. And then the latest, thanks to the always accurate Pablo Torre, is that Antonio Gates, I mean, they're picking on him now, a Hall of Fame, tight end who hasn't played for 30 years in the NFL. So now he was in on one of these games, apparently.
Man, I'll tell you what, his source is booming right now. He's coming up with all kinds
Pablo
of good
stuff. Pablo can just make up anything he wants now, and if he hits one, he'll be like, yeah, I told you.
Semi-right, right?
Thinking that we forgot about the other 11 people that whose names he throws under the bus.
Trust me, I don't like the names being thrown up there, but you would think that he wouldn't throw these
types of
names.
First of all, are we out of pocket for saying that he's getting – it's not – coming off the way that it's reported, and at least the first couple of stories, right? We had the Belichick one first.
Yes.
What was the second one after that?
The second one.
NFLPA.
NFLPA. That one, is the jury still out on that one, too?
I think they figured...
That guy, there was some definite wrongdoing in that one. They got that guy
down.
Up out of that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So there's one.
Yeah. That's all you need.
I want to go back to the fumble real quick because Kayvon Thibodeau had some great stuff to say, and he makes a good point,
too. By the way, Kayvon Thibodeau is hilarious.
He is.
Get a mic in front of him, he's going to give you a good sound bite.
He said, the refs kind of have a hard job because they don't know when to stop the play. It's tough on defense because when you stop the first surge, the ref doesn't blow the whistle. You get the ball out and you take it. Now all of a sudden it's forward progress. Sounds like some bull bleep to me.
Good job, Kalen. He's right.
Like he worked his way up to that. He started off nice and gentle.
But he's right.
Hold on. He's not done. And that's the hard part about the situation. And then a teammate reminded him he may get a fine for this, so he said, sorry, I mean, that was a great call by the ref.
Yeah, they were on it. Yeah. Here's the thing to me, Tony, if you look at it, maybe you'll see it later, but when Hurts was, he was kind of lying on more on top of the pile than he usually is, and it looked like he was a little short. So if they blew the whistle when they said they blew it,
he should have been
then
short.
He wouldn't have made it.
Right.
But when he reached out, he made it, but that's when Thibodeau knocked the ball out of his hand.
Yep.
So that's what I think he's saying. Thibodeau is like, it's either short because you blew the whistle.
Or it's our ball.
Or it's our ball because he knocked it out.
So Dable tried to challenge the fumble at first. He couldn't. And so then he tried to challenge the spot to see if it wasn't enough for a first down. And it ended up being a first
down.
But the
official, in explaining it to the crowd, gave a whole diatribe about it.
He
the Giants sideline asked to challenge the play. I told them that they couldn't. It was like this whole thing.
It was kind of weird how he presented
funny.
That.
All right, so yeah, a couple more names on the gambling thing. I think the biggest thing real quick before we get to the break on it, you know, the NBA is like, okay, quote, dire risks now that gambling can impose upon careers and livelihoods. That's a memo that was apparently been sent around.
Yeah, they're reevaluating what it looks like
gonna,
to do all that.
I think one thing they're going to do just straight up is they're going to not allow these guys to bet any prop bets.
How
at
about
all.
This? And so, how about this, though?
They may even ask FanDuel and DraftKings to get rid of prop bets.
We may get to this in a little bit, but Manfred was asked the same exact question and kind of was like, we'll get to it. Now, in Manfred's defense, Major League Baseball, although they got these couple of cases, they've been pretty hardcore when it comes to gambling, right? They Tucapita, Marcano, he gone. These two guys right now, it's been an investigation since what,
I don't know if Class A is ever coming back.
Right, and so their rules have worked in terms of the punishment, but to kind of just sidestep it at this time felt weird to me. Like,
what, Manfred?
Manfred, yeah.
Well, he didn't even know the severity of the situation. He's thinking of his Corey Seager speech or something.
I'm still drunk for Corey Seager.
The other thing that Adam Silver keeps going to, which isn't working with me, but he keeps giving me the old, it's a good thing we're hooked up with FanDuel and DraftKings because they can help monitor.
He's not the only one. Manfred said the same exact thing.
Yes, they're all going to that, but you're not. I'm not buying it. You're going to that because they're giving you money.
Here's the thing. Of course they're going to go with it because what they're not going to do is say, you know what? We're done.
Yeah.
So the only other thing you could do is like, all right, we need you guys to let us know when things get weird.
Yeah.
But the problem with that, if you don't, we're
going to tell everybody that you're doing it anyway.
The problem with that idea is that it seems like it's too late by then, right? By the time they get it to you, guys have already stepped in it at that point.
We're only 3 days away from it being legal now for college athletes. I'm sure the NCAA wants to double down on that after everything that's happening.
This just shows you, man, when there's this much money at stake.
Common sense is tossed to the wind.
It's out the window.
Do you think, what are the, like the NHL, what if they, because they can't be making that much. What if they said, you know what, we won't do it. We're out. I think they could win more brownie points for doing that.
I don't think so.
No?
I think our society is so entrenched in gambling at this point that they probably have fans that would be pissed. They weren't doing.
Yeah. No, but if the NHL said we're just not going to be sponsored by FanDuel anymore or DraftKings. Well, I mean, we're going to, you know.
You're not going to get in bed with gambling if you're not going to make the money.
Here's the deal. It doesn't stop people from still gambling on it. And certainly if your players decide to gamble, it might be easier to get away with it at that point if your league is not dialed in the way that they're dialed in. The problem is that betting, I shouldn't say the problem. The issue arises when we made bet sports gambling legal
right
in as many states as we've made it. Yeah. It just, you can't put
that
it
was
back.
Where the, that's the, where the toothpaste went, started right. coming out.
That's where it all went left.
The courts ruled that it was legal. And what I said about Chauncey Billups being lumped in with everything, I had at least three people this weekend ask me what did I know about Chauncey Billups cheating on NBA games? Because that's what people saw.
Right.
He's not even accused of that.
You should just be like,
"Well,
yeah, I heard he like sat someone when he wasn't supposed to."
You should like mix up the poker board in there somehow and how it got done. No, it's a crazy world. All right, we got to go to break. Big Five coming up next. Morgan and Chris. 3:38. Big Five headed your way. No reads in this segment for me.
What?
So I will lose today 1-0. Congratulations, Chris.
First got them
victory.
All in?
Yep, you got them all.
A rarity.
Only 1 miss. You know, the positive of this thing is that we are walking around our ending shows with maybe 1 or 2 missing,
yes.
missed reads where we were leaving a lot of days, you know, 6-7.
What am I?
6-7.
I think the biggest thing that's happened today is I haven't counted a Scrooby yet.
No.
He might be on zero at this point.
I think he's played this smart. He has not talked nearly as much as he normally does.
He also made up for it by a couple of mistakes on the Gwynn and Chris overtime that you'll hear coming up.
That,
how did I make a mistake?
I don't know. You just kind of did. There was some issues.
And he still has a big five he has to get through, so we'll see.
Ooh.
Traffic, big five next.
Now I'm nervous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, show is over, guys, at 54, so we got to get going here. And we're going to start with something that happened over the weekend with the Ravens. Now, everybody's talking about this. I'm not sure how big of a deal it is, but everybody says it's a huge deal. So, John Harbaugh, the coach of the Ravens, said it was an honest mistake, but they listed quarterback Lamar Jackson as fully participating in Friday's practice, and he should have been listed as limited because he didn't take his normal or any reps with the starting offense. The Ravens told on themselves, and they changed the designation on Saturday. The league is now investigating what was a clear violation of the injury reporting policy. Basically, the league is going to have to determine whether or not the Ravens deliberately tried to conceal Jackson's true status. And with everything that's happening in the NBA, they're thinking,
maybe
not
a
good
maybe
time.
Maybe a little sensitive to that.
A little sensitive to it. So, Chris, you're up first. Do you think the Ravens did something highly egregious here?
Maybe bordering on nefarious. I don't think so. I think they got confused by the wording of it all. He participated fully, but he was always running the scout team.
Which
that's what I
limited.
Was told. So he did. He was in the whole practice, and
yes.
That's what I think the Ravens misread it. And then they realize, okay, if you're not running the first team, you have to state it elsewhere.
I believe he was running the scout team.
Yes.
Is that what you just
said? You ever heard of Carl Sheffers?
Did he just say scout team?
He said
I didn't
that
hear
first.
Scout team.
He said that first, and then he said if you're not on the first team, you can't be.
I don't remember hearing scout team.
Well, go back and listen to it later, but that's your first that's your first one.
Hey, that's not a mistake.
It's a total mistake.
That's not a mistake.
Real talk, we might need to get you checked out, dog. You didn't remember that? He like literally said it.
I honestly wasn't listening because I was doing the board and stuff.
Okay.
All right, we got to go quicker, so I'm going to just say one last thing. I think the fact that John's last name is Harbaugh is getting everybody to take a little deeper look at this, though, even though he's been the honest one over the years.
Mr. Schefter says the NFL is investigating, and he's making it sound like it's going to come down on him.
You think Cash Patel's in on this investigation?
He may be. So, Chris, you don't think should they be punished heavily
for this?
I don't think so.
Tony?
Either. No.
Okay. Four. We've been talking a lot about sports betting, obviously, and some of the dark parts of sports betting, which includes some players throwing games and performances to help someone win a bet. But I got in a conversation over the weekend, and I couldn't find an answer. Tony, what will it take for us to lose faith in sports?
We would have to see it at a large scale.
And Chris gave me a weird look. When I say faith in sports, it's not real.
That's not rigged.
It's WWE.
Right. That's not WWE. It would take it to be on a large scale, I think, for us to fully remove ourselves from sports, which would be a very, very dark, dark time.
Yeah.
But
I mean, after all, most of us tried to convince ourselves that wrestling was real for as long as we could.
We did.
So
I know I did.
It's real to me.
Right. We weren't quick to the uptake on that. But yeah, I think a big, a Black Sox scandal now may wipe baseball out for a while.
Right.
Whereas in 1920, they could just, move along.
Yeah, I don't know that it ends it forever.
But no.
It would certainly end it for
I think you'd have to miss a season or
for
two.
Sure, for
while
sure.
You tried to lick your wounds.
You wouldn't miss it, but no one would show up. And they'd have to make adjustments for a while.
Yeah, people would feel some type of way.
Yeah, I mean, who could ever think of the biggest baseball player in the world, maybe athlete in the world, getting involved in a betting scandal with his interpreter?
It obviously never did happen.
Getting away with
they
it.
They looked into it, and they found no wrongdoing.
I did find lots of supporters in that theory over
I'm
the weekend.
I'm sure you
he loves
did.
This one. You're gonna go to the end of the earth with that one.
I will go to my deathbed screaming that.
If something
Ohtani is guilty!
Yeah, I was going to say,
imagine 85-year-old, 95-year-old.
If something happens to you before me, would you like me to put that on the tombstone?
If I die before you guys, I need you guys to put, quote, Ohtani is guilty on my tombstone.
Right, I got you.
Wild.
I got you, man. Number 3.
I 100% know John Boy will show up to your to your tombstone and have that on one of their clips for sure.
Colts fans cheered on their league-leading running back Jonathan Taylor yesterday. I did not because I played against him in fantasy football. But they showered him with MVP chants, and I think in this case it's warranted. He leads the league with 850 yards rushing, 14 total touchdowns, 12 of those rushing, 2 receiving. He's on pace for 1,800 yards, over 2,200 total scrimmage yards, and 29 total touchdowns, nearing LT's NFL record of 31 set in 2006. Chris, what will it take for Jonathan Taylor to win MVP?
More of the same. I mean,
does he have to reach LT's numbers?
No.
That would help. That certainly would help go a
long
way.
I mean, running backs don't win it that much anymore. Mm-hmm. They used to because the game is not around them. But how much further ahead of touchdowns is he Taylor than everybody right now? 4 or 5, right? Nobody has 10.
Yeah, he's
I would think so.
So, yeah, just more of the same. Colts keep going 7. They're 14-2. He's going to be in pretty good shape. I don't see the big passer this year yet. Do you guys?
No. Nope.
I mean, Mayfield had it for a little bit there, but yeah, I don't have anything more.
Once Brock Purdy gets back, he'll start putting his name into it. Tony, do you? What will it take for Jonathan Taylor to win MVP this year?
What would it take for Mr. Taylor? I mean, 31 certainly helps.
Oh, if he gets that.
I mean, that's that. Considering that running backs don't get it and you usually got to beat a quarterback, it probably is going to take something close to that to get everybody along with the yards that you would that would come along with it. But it's the running backs clearly right now have to do more. I know it certainly feels like there's a little bit of shift in how the value of running backs with, you know, some of the better backs, young backs coming in the league. But I think it's going to take a big lift for Jonathan Taylor to get that MVP.
He's 150 yards ahead of everybody. And yes, he's 5 touchdowns clear of Josh Jacobs and Javonte Williams right now. That's a lot.
No, only 100 yards because James Cook III had 753.
Oh, yeah.
He had a big 200.
That way, Jimmy. Yeah.
Jimmy, is he on your fantasy team?
I got you.
That is a good guy to have on your fantasy team.
Not really. They haven't thrown him a pass in 3 games. And I'm really getting tired of it.
I mean, the guy just ran for over 200 yards yesterday.
Yes, if he can do that every time, that's fine. But
I'm going to need some pass catching.
I need a couple
too.
Of throws, yes.
Number 2.
LA Clippers fans took the opportunity to rub salt in the wounds of the Portland Trailblazers yesterday as they chanted, FBI! FBI! As opposing players attempted shooting free throws, this taunting...
as they were shooting free throws.
Cold-blooded.
This taunting of the Clippers' West Coast neighbors comes just days after, we all know, FBI arrested head coach Chauncey Billups for his alleged involvement in the gambling ring. Billups, along with Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and former NBA player Damon Jones, blah 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 blah. What the Clippers fans aren't realizing is that there's still an open investigation into whether or not the owner gave Kawhi Leonard a bunch of money for doing
nothing.
Yeah,
wait till the Clippers go to Portland. I bet you they'll have something lined up.
So. I mean, there's nothing as good as FBI, though.
It's a good one.
Solid. I think solid.
It's solid.
I think Cash Patel would be better.
Cash Patel.
The same.
Tony, you're up first. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not embarrassing, 10 being extremely embarrassing, how embarrassing is this for Clippers fans to chant?
Oh, not embarrassing at all.
Really?
That's a zero. No,
they do not.
It's what fans are supposed to do, isn't it?
It's almost like.
But what happens when they get their team gets found for circumventing a salary cap?
The Clipper fans certainly won't be cheering, so it doesn't matter to them. They get a drop on somebody like this, they're going to use it 1,000%. So I don't think the Clipper fans care at all that they are under investigation for something that. Who knows how serious it actually is? Sounds like everything we know. Sounds like the Clippers got duped in this whole thing, too, which is a whole nother funny set of things on another day. But yeah, I think, I don't think they care. I don't think they should care.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't have, like, logic while you're being a fan.
True. This is true.
Oh, I can't say this because, of course, we're under investigation, so I'll just be quiet. Like, that's not how it works.
I refuse to chant FBI because I don't want my team to be charged with anything.
I think the two things you got to stay away from are the language and the personal attacks on a player and especially a family. type situation.
Yeah.
Those two things are totally off limits, but FBI is not.
Okay.
I mean, let me remind everybody that back in the Fab Five days, University of Illinois, where I believe they proceeded to say the Jalen Rose crack house. They were yelling that.
Oh, wow.
During the game. So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, this is how it goes.
This is a nice chair.
Number one.
All right, so there's something that happened during Game 2 of the World Series that not many people understood. Every year, Major League Baseball does the Stand Up to Cancer thing, which I think is great. I saw Scott Miller's name.
Rosenthal gets a point.
Yes, it's the only time that Rosenthal gets a point.
I don't like to give him too many, but I'm giving that one.
He did have Scott Miller's name, yeah. And I think it really just makes you realize how many people really are affected by cancer. However, this year, after the fifth inning, Major League Baseball decided to hold a Jonas Bros concert in the middle of the game. Some people on the internet
caught me by surprise, I must tell you.
Caught everyone by surprise. Yeah. Some people on the internet wondered why the lip-syncing Jonas Bros were doing a halftime show.
Lip-syncing.
Did you see how bad it was?
No, I fast-forwarded through it.
I didn't see it. I didn't watch it.
They were wondering why they were doing a halftime show during a sport that doesn't have halftime. So, Chris, you're up first. Did you have any issues with the concert?
A halftime show in the second inning.
Did you have any issues with the concert in the middle of the game?
I'm going to say yes.
I
just enough's enough.
Yeah, taking it away from the Stand Up to Cancer.
You can't give baseball a halftime now. And I also don't think it's fair to the pitcher who's got a little bit of a time mechanism to go out and warm up. No, nothing, Tony? You're okay with this call?
No, it's not fair.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you're creating something that... And nobody's going to... Like, are you going to start promoting it now?
The end of the fifth inning, it'll be, you know...
No one cares.
Yeah.
You're there to lock in on a baseball game.
There was everybody just wanted that to be over, including the Jonas Brothers. I'm pretty sure.
They did not want to be there.
Yeah.
This was crazy. Tony, did you have issues with the concert?
I didn't see it, but I would have had issues with the concert.
It was just badly placed.
Especially for my fellow big leaguers that are like,
I also think it took
33
a little...
and older.
Yeah.
Like sitting down and letting a concert. While you're trying to stay hot?
Yeah.
Not fair.
That's not fair
to the pitcher that has to go out that particular half inning.
I wish they would have done it tonight, though.
Maybe they will in L.A.
With Max Scherzer on the mound, he would have blew a gasket.
Oh, that would have been
so good. He might have gone
out to
right field and tackled the Jonas Brothers.
He certainly would have been on the mound throwing warm-up pitches while he was waiting, for sure.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, and I also think it took a little bit of the steam away from a very poignant ceremony, which I think the Stand Up to Cancer should stand on its own.
I think so, too.
If you're going to do it in the manner in which they did it.
Some exec somewhere was like, you know what? Seems too sad after we do Stand Up to Cancer. Let's throw a concert right after.
Do you think the Jonas Brothers
are
available?
How fast do you think you can get them out there and get them off the field?
Oh, that's why they didn't do it on the field.
No, they were in right field up in the stands.
Either way, how fast do you think you can
Tony was so uncomfortable. Yeah.
You have the fake people there dancing.
That's what the executive would have said first was, how fast can you have them, sir? I don't know if we can do that, sir. How about right field?
And you could just tell John Smoltz.
There would be no place to pull this off at Chavez Ravine. They'd have to do it on the field. There's not enough space on the concourse, unless you don't want anybody to see it, up underneath the stands.
They have to find a space.
Yeah, they have to find a space. I guess they have the new right field area they could do it.
We're
going to Hollywood tonight. I mean, the Dodgers may have to clap back with something here.
Please don't.
I hope they don't.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar's going to come out and sing
that would be kind of sweet.
Kendrick's got to troll Drake.
It's got to be playing before Toronto. The game. It can't be during the game.
You're right. He has to troll Drake. Because it's the Blue Toronto. Jays.
Yeah, he's already beat him.
I felt bad. I started doing research on the Jonas Brothers. I'm like, that third Jonas brother, no one cares about. That poor guy is...
Well, you got Nick and Joe and who?
Kevin.
Yeah. There you go.
No one knows who Kevin Jonas is.
Hey, I deserve credit for getting two.
You do, actually. I didn't even... I only knew the one.
I only knew Nick. That was it.
I don't know how I came up with it.
Oh, wow. All right. Is that us?
That's it.
See you guys tomorrow. Chiefs. Who's the other team? Reds. No.
How many other teams do you got in there?
Chief Guardians up next. See you guys tomorrow.
Guardians?
I mean, Guardians. Commanders.
He said Guardians!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.